That's Shemes Boch, we begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shkolim, in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we continued the discussion in the previous Perek. In this Perek discussion regarding the actual collection and the Truma, the separation, the elevation of the Machzah Shekels for the coins that are going to be used for the buying of the Karbanos. The Rambam gives a Lacha off regarding the collection of the Shkolim. Kitzad Kainzin HaShulchanim HaShkolim. How do these money changes that we described at the end of the previous Perek go and collect these Shkolim? So, b'chol mendina medina, in every single city, manichim lefnei shtei tevis, they would put in front of the money changers two boxes. Shuli atevir uchavin mamata. The bottom of the box was wide on the bottom. Upiya tzar malmala, and the opening was narrow on the top. Kimin shayfer, like a shape of a shayfer. K'desher shlichu l'toichon, that people should be able to put inside of it. But v'liyev shalikichim in benachas, it won't be easy for them to take out of it because it's narrow on the top and they can't stick their hands in. Now, v'lamaisin shtei tevis, why did they make two boxes? So achas one box shemashlichim hashkolim shalshanazu, which people would put in the shkolim for this year's the new karbanas. But shniyah, the second box manichim b'shikli shalnasha arba, people would put in the shkolim of the previous year. She gave me mishal shalkim b'shalnasha arba, that they collect from the whoever did not give a shekel from the previous year. Look at base regarding these boxes that were there for the shkolim. Uba mikdash, now in the base of mikdash hoy lefneim tamid shleish esri tevis, in front of the money changers there were always 13 boxes. Kol teva kimin shayfer, every box was like in the shape of a shayfer. Rishayna, the first box was l'shik l'shanazu, for the shkolm of this year. Shniyah, the second box, was l'shik l'shanazu, was for the shkolm of the previous year. Shlish is the third box, l'chom mishyeshalav korban shtei soirim v'shnei b'nei yoyna, whoever had to bring a korban, which there are different types of korbanos that you have to bring either two turtle doves or two young pigeons, echad oylev v'echad chatas, one is a totally burnt sacrifice and one is a chatas, which this is a peer of korbanos that certain people are obligated in. Mashlech demein l'tebezu, they would put the money into this box, and that's where they would take the funds and buy these karbanos for these individuals. Revi is the fourth box, l'chom yishesh lev oylas ha'if bovad, whoever has obligation only to bring just a bird karban oyla, mashlech demein l'tebezu, he would put the money into that box. Chamish is box number five, l'mishin esna, that whoever donated liknes etzim l'marachaben, that he's going to purchase the firewood for the pyres on the mizbeach, puts the money over there. Shisha's box number six, Limishan Snad of Mois Levine, whoever donated money for the frankincense, which was used in with the flower offerings. Shvius, the seventh box, Limishan Snad of Zovla Kapaitis, whoever donated gold for the covering of the holy Arna Kaidish. Shminis, the eighth box, was Lamois Chatas, was for the leftover funds from a Chatas, from a sin offering. Kugan, for example, Shevish Mois Lachatasi, where he had designated funds for his sin offering, he brought a karma chatas, it was leftover funds, those remaining funds are put into this box number 8. Tishay's box number 9, lemaisa asham, for leftovers from a guilt offering. Asir's box number 10 was lemaisa kini zavim v'zavis v'yaldis, was for the leftovers, whoever had to bring the pair of birds as a zav, which is a male version of a zavis, the female version of a genital discharge, v'yaldis, and the woman who gave birth, which they would bring these pairs of birds, and then if there's leftover funds, it went to this box number 10. Achas Esther, box number 11, was Lemoisa Karbanis Nazar, the leftovers from the funds of a Karbanis that a Nazar brought. And Shtem Esther, box number 12, was Lemoisa Asham Metzerah, the leftovers from the Asham that a Metzerah brought. And Shlesh Esther, box number 13, was Lemishan Esnat of Mois Lois Behemah, whoever donated funds for Eilas Behemah, an animal is going to be totally burnt to Mizbeach, that's where he put those funds. Halacha Gimel. The Shem called Dover. Now, the title, the name of everything, that its monies were in that box, was written on the box on the outside. Now, there was a stipulation from the courts on all these leftover funds, they use the funds to sacrifice an animal that's totally burnt on Mizbech. So, it comes that you learn that all the funds from the last six out of the 13 boxes were lo'ilas behema, because they're all the moisaras, all the leftover funds, were used to buy an animal that was totally burnt on Mizbeach, and the hides, the skins, went to the Kohen, like all other skins from Karban Oyla. For chol ha'mois shebetei b'shlishis, and all the funds in the third box was likach ben oifis, or to purchase birds, chetzem oilas v'chetzem chatzois, like we said, half were oilas and half were chatzois. Shebetevis, in the fourth box, kulin oilas oif, they were all bird oilas. Halachadal. Medina, in every single city, when they would collect the shkolim, mishalchem oisim miyad shluchim lamikdash, they would send it through agents up to the Beis Hamikdash. And the yeshlim letzarfaisim, they were able to exchange it, take all those half a shkolim, and exchange it bedinarizov with golden dinarim nimasedech, because of the weight of the travel of the road, it would be hard to take all those shkolim. You could exchange it for more expensive coins. Vakol meskabtz on the mikdash, everything was gathered into the base of mikdash. But menichim leisim belishka achas min lashochas b'mikdash, they placed them all into one of the chambers that were there of the chambers of the base of mikdash. V'soygim kol dal saseh b'mafteches, and they locked all the doors of that chamber with keys. V'chisim lechesamas, and they sealed it with seals. U'memalim mekol hashkolim shikbetzu sham, and they filled up from all the shkolim that they gathered over there. Shalosh kubis gedolos, three large boxes. Shir kol kupa, the measurement of every box. Each box was kadesh tocho teisha sa'an, that it could hold 9 sa' of measurement. And the left, the remaining, what's more than those three boxes worth of 9 each, of which are over 27, they put into the chamber itself. Now, whatever was in the boxes themselves, those large boxes, that was called the elevation of the chamber, which is from where they would buy the karbonas tzibur of that whole year. And whatever remained over there, yes, meaning more than what was in the box themselves, what was in the chamber itself, that's what's called the leftovers of the chamber, which, as we learned in the fourth parak, that's what where they would buy all the needs of the city and the towers, etc. from. Now regarding the Trumas Halishka itself. Three times in the year, Terminus Halishka, they would elevate and take a separation of the chamber, which is Bereish Chodesh Nisan, the first of Nisan, Bereish Chodesh Tishrei, on the first of Tishrei, not really first, because that's Rosh Hashanah, either Kodmian, Pab Achrab, either right before Rosh Hashanah or afterwards, and Mekod Matzeres, and before Shavuos, so basically before all the three Yom Tovim, B'chamish Asayim, 15 days before the Shal Shrekalim, that's when they did the Trumais Halishka. And the Ketzer determined, so how did they do this elevation of the coins? So echad nechnas lefinim min aleshka. One individual would go within to the chamber. Vashem em mechutz, and those who were watching would stand on the outside. Boimelem, and he would say to them, Etrem, should I take the truma, which is taking from those coins and putting into boxes to bring out to use those funds to buy the new karbanas? Veinam alei, they would tell him, Troim, Troim, Troim. Elevate, 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 shozpam, three times they told him this. V'adkach memale shosh kubis ketanz. And then he went, and he filled up three small boxes. Each one of these boxes contained three saw. And he would take this from the three large boxes, which each one held 9. And he would take out those coins to the outside to utilize from them until they used up all those monies. And then they again went back in to fill up those three small boxes. From the three large boxes. Pam Shnei, a second time, when? By the next Yom Tov, Kodesh Matzeres, before Shavuos, Umestapkmen Ad Sheichlu, and then they utilized them until they used it up. Halacha Vav, B'chayzim Alis, and Pam Shlishas. And then they went again back and filled up a third time, Min HaShalosh Kubis HaGedolos, from the three large boxes, Bet Tishrei, by the last time, which is by Tishrei. Umestapkmen, and they would utilize those funds Ad Sheichlu until they got used up, Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then the cycle starts over again. They would separate from the new funds of the new trumas of the new machzor shekel of the new elevations. What happens if it wasn't enough for them, the shkolim, from these three large boxes that they originally had designated right away in the beginning of the year? And it got used up until it wasn't yet Nisan time for the new shkolim. They took the trumas from the leftovers, what's in the chamber, not in the three big boxes, but whatever's there in the chamber from the other coins that they had originally taken from the Machzor Shekel. Halach Hazayin. Now, Shalosh Kupas HaGitanas, these three small boxes, Shurtoyim Behem, that they took the elevations from the Metzin Luchos, and they took it out three times a year before the Shalosh Regalim, Kasavlein, on these three small boxes was written Aleph, Beis, Gimel, 1, 2, and 3. So you should first use up from the first box until it gets used up. And then to use the second box. And then to use up the third box. And so the first separation, which was the first box, was you took the first from the large big box. And then after you filled up the first small box, you went and you covered that large box with a cloth. And then they separated for the second small box from the second large bit, from the second large big box. And then they covered that big one with a cloth. Then they took for the third small box, from the third large box, and that they didn't cover then with a cloth, that it should be recognizable, that was the one they finished off with, and that they should start again from that time, the second time, when they go in, the next time, before Shavuos. Then, so they would take the first box from that large one that was left uncovered, which was number 3. Machapai said, then they covered it. Then they went and they separated the second box from the large one, that the first time was taken from first. Machapai said, then they covered it. And then, and then they took for the third box, and the big one near it, number 2, and Machapai said, they wouldn't cover it. And the reason is that they should start from it the third time, when they go in by the beginning of Tishrei, until it comes out, that the separation of the three small boxes were from every one of the big ones, because you ended up switching 1, 2, and 3 every single time. Turns out each one was number 1 and number 2 and number 3 from each one of the three big boxes. Halacha Ches, and part of that is related to the next halacha, the focus and the care necessary for what the intention is of these trumas. Kishutarim shalish kupis elu, when they would separate these three small boxes, when you take the first box, you do it l'shem Eretz Yisrael. For those people who lived very close to the Beis HaMikdash, that they were the first ones to bring their shkal. Vashneir, the second box, l'shem k'racham amukafin lo, it's regarding the fortified cities surrounded with a wall near Eretz Yisrael, l'shem kol Eretz Yisrael, for all those, for the remainder, the remnants of the land of Israel. Vashlish, in the third box, was l'shem Babel, l'shem Madai, l'shem Medina Surachekis, for Babel and Madai and all the far countries, l'shem Shar Kol Yisrael, for the rest of the Jewish people. Halacha Tas, Kishru Tayyim, when he's taking or separating these coins into the small box, Miskavan Litrim Alagava Shesh Balishka. So he has a mind to take the Truma for that which was collected, which is in the chamber, meaning what's not in the three big boxes. Obviously, we're taking from the boxes, we're saying you're taking from what people gave coins. But even what didn't make it into three boxes, there are way more coins that fit into these three big boxes that was in the rest of the chamber. He has a mind for those coins also that are in the chamber. And even Valagava, even for those that which were collected, Shadan Lohigil Aleshka, which didn't even make it yet to the chamber, which are still en route on the road. And even Vala Asaligbos, he has a mind even that which is going to be collected. The reason is Kadeshi Ela Shkolam Shetim, the stopping mem, so that these coins which he's taking out to utilize should be Kapara al Yisrael, should be an atonement for the Jewish people. As if all their shkolam had made into the chamber, and as if this separation, this elevation is from all their coins, even those that are not in these boxes that you're taking a truma from, even those in the chamber, even those on the route, even those who didn't even separate yet, it should have in mind that it should be for them too. So that they could all have atonement with the carbon tamid, with these carbons that brought with the shkolam. Lachayut, kishikonis haterim litrim, when the one who's going to take off these coins comes into the chamber, he shouldn't come in with any garment that is possible to conceal any coins over there. Not with any shoes, not with any sandals, not with tefillah, not with any tefillah, not with kameh, not with an amulet. Because maybe people are going to suspect, and they're going to say, yeah, he's hiding monies from the chamber beneath that hem or wherever it is when he's taking off the coins. And actually, they actually would speak with him Mishoshe Kanis, from the moment he entered into the chamber, Atshoshe Yates, until the moment he left. So he should be speaking, that he shouldn't be able to be putting any money in his mouth. Now, Vav Bishon Azarim Kokach, even though we're so careful and it's impossible for him to have hid any money over there, but only a pauper, or Misha who nibble ahoinu, anyone that's confounded, overwhelmed, that's desperate for money, Lo Yitrim, he should not be the one to separate the coins. Nehachashah, because there's a suspicion, because, oh, this guy, he needs money. Even though it's impossible, but still, Shemet says in the passing by Midbar, the Yisim, the Kim, Hashem, Yisro, that one should be clean from Hashem and from the Jewish people, should be above and beyond suspicion, and therefore, anyone that people might think might be desperate for money should not be the one taking up the Trumas Alishka.